Our scripture lesson for today comes from the 15th chapter of Matthew's Gospel in the New Testament. So let's prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive God's word, first with a few moments of silence, followed by a prayer for illumination. Let's pray. Living God, help us to hear your holy word, that we may truly understand, and that understanding we may believe, and believing we may follow in all faithfulness and obedience through Christ our Lord. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Listen, hear the word of God as it comes to us from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Jesus left that place. He'd been in an argument with the scribes and Pharisees, and he left that place, and he went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from the region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and knelt before Jesus, saying, "Lord, help me." Jesus answered, "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But the woman responded, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed instantly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having had his fill of the scribes and Pharisees arguing with him and looking for ways to bring him down, and needing a respite from the crowds that were constantly seeking after him, Jesus got away from the crowds into the region of Tyre and Sidon. This is significant because it's the only time recorded that Jesus drifted out of Palestine and Jewish territory during his earthly ministry. So he actually goes outside the bounds of God's chosen people, into the place of the margins. He heads into Gentile territory where he can claim some time to rest and renew himself. And while he hoped to move about in that area unhindered and unrecognized, it didn't turn out to be the case. Matthew tells us that a Canaanite woman did recognize Jesus. And this unnamed woman was a mother on a mission. Though she was an outsider and a woman, she has heard that this man named Jesus has power to heal and to help. And it's just such healing help that she is seeking. She's not seeking it for herself. She's motivated by a mother's love for her sick child to do whatever it takes to get help and healing for her child. If Jesus really is a healer, she needs his help now for her child. So she finds Jesus and approaches him boldly and bravely, shouting out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering from demon possession." And what unfolds after this is rather surprising. Jesus seems to ignore the woman. To me, it seems so out of character for Jesus. The disciples want her gone, and they ask Jesus just to send her away. And there's several things worth noting. This unnamed Canaanite woman is really a double outsider living on the margin of her society and world. She's a woman, therefore she has no rights. She's considered property of her husband. And by the way, where is the dad in this story? How come he's missing? Why isn't he making an appeal to Jesus on behalf of the daughter? We don't know. But this woman with no social standing comes on behalf of her daughter to find Christ. She's a Canaanite, which means that she's considered a dirty Gentile, an enemy of the Jews, one that they would call a Gentile dog. She has no voice in her culture, and yet as the mother of a sick, possessed child, she disregards social standards for the sake of getting the help and healing that her daughter desperately needs. This unnamed Canaanite woman is fearless and tireless in her insistence that her pleas for her daughter be heard. She wants Jesus to get the point, so she's persistent, not taking no for an answer and not going quietly off into the crowd. Jesus rather coldly, even dismissively, says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." In our context, I hear, "You and your daughter are not my problem." A mother seeking help and healing for a sick child is truly a force to be reckoned with back then and today as well. This mom's not giving up, nor is she losing hope. This time she drops to her knees right in front of Jesus and makes her plea directly to him, looking up eye to eye. "Lord," she says, "help me." Again, there's pushback from Jesus. He says it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Again, referring to that slang of Gentile dogs. Once again, this mom on a mission for her sick child is not to be dissuaded. With her quick wit and wisdom, she responds to Jesus with words that seem unexpected and also rather challenging to Jesus. She says, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." I bet you could have heard a pin drop as folks looked at Jesus and waited for his reply. I hear him saying something inside his head like, "Touché. This mom has made a valid point. I have to listen to her in a new light. She's confident because she's asking unselfishly, not for herself, but for the healing of her afflicted daughter." The unnamed Canaanite woman shows us the love of a parent expressed in honesty and humility, seeking merciful help for her child. What a beautiful illustration of loving intercession on behalf of another. Jesus is so moved by her character and faith and persistence in asking help for her daughter that what we see is what appears to be a change of heart. Jesus' initial harshness toward her as an outsider, a non-Jew, a Gentile dog, yields to reveal an opening of his heart and a broadening of his mission to the margins, to those of us who are outsiders, Gentiles, deemed unclean and unworthy of God's grace and mercy by the Jewish scribes and Pharisees. In fact, Jesus is so deeply moved by this mother's faith that he meets her need, he heals her daughter, and he elevates her as an example of someone with deep faith to his disciples. The truth is, We're all outsiders, unworthy of God's grace, and yet in Jesus Christ, God has and continues to extend love and grace and mercy to each of us. So I wonder, in light of such good news, why do we Christ followers allow barriers and walls of age-old prejudice to stand in the way of grace, mercy, and love being shared with all persons in our day and age? I can imagine a modern-day scene of a mother at the border pleading for her child to be set free from the cage that they're being held in, cages that deny families and deny access to freedom. I can hear a mother pleading for justice for a black son shot dead while running. I hear a mother pleading for help in healing a child whose health condition is deteriorating before her very eyes, while the medical community flounders to find an accurate diagnosis and treatment. Are we, Jesus people, standing in solidarity with those who are in the margins today? Are we even aware? Are we crying out for help for those with little voice in our culture who are neglected and needy? Are we standing up and speaking out humbly but boldly for racial unity, admitting that black lives do matter, and speaking against systems of police profiling and violence that is targeting young black men in our communities? This unnamed Canaanite woman stands as a witness that those who are vulnerable, at risk, and marginalized in our communities are our family. They are our responsibility, and we must plead their cause and seek their healing and justice if we are truly committed to our Christian values of love and unity and justice and peace. This loving mom's example of interceding in love is one we can all learn from and benefit from by doing the same kind of actions today, here where we live and serve Jesus. So I ask, friends, will we demonstrate such a dogged faith in our places of work and worship and community and commerce for the balancing of justice for all? And if not us, who will? In a world where daily news bombards us with acts of violence and horrific hatred, we have the ability to flip the script and to change the world with dogged faith in Jesus Christ, demonstrated in love that will not rest until injustices cease and violence in our streets and homes and schools stops. Clearly, we Jesus people have some work to do. Amen.